When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another grand slamming episode of the Forex Beginner Podcast. Today, I want to talk about lot sizes, managing those lot sizes, and making sure that you're not over leveraging, because when you over leverage on your account, what it does is it sets you back. If you end up taking a loss when you over leverage on your account, then that one loss will take you back weeks. All right. It'll take you back weeks, because now you got to apply the proper lot size and build that account back up. All right. And so it's very, very important to always use the proper lot size relative to your account size. And I know sometimes we look online and we see other traders making thousands of dollars per day, hundreds of dollars per day, and you want to be there. But you have to understand that I guarantee you the majority of those traders that are making what you want to make per day, they have a account size. Okay. That's way bigger. That's probably 10 times, 20 times the size of what they're making each day, which gives them the correct ratio to be able to pull out those type of returns on that account size. Okay. So just understand that. And some of you may be saying, well, Calvin, I've seen a trader have a $100 account and make $300 in one day off a $100 account. Well, let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure that traders that you see doing that $100, it means nothing to them. That's like a play account for them. Every professional trader, like, they have a play account where they're looking to double it, flip it, do all those type of things with it, because the money in that account is like non-essential to them. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care if they lose it. But for you, when you're first starting, you shouldn't have that approach. You should be looking to grow your money, to be profitable, and to grow in this skill. You know what I mean? And lot sizes has everything to do with it. And I'm going to share with you today how it's not that you are not a good trader as to why you're losing or why you have a bad day or a bad week or a bad month. It could be your lot size and you taking the wrong lot size on a losing trade that could be the reason why you feel frustrated and why your account is not growing the way you like it to. So we're going to talk about that today. Roll that intro. Let's get into it.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader. We are in the building. Man, reporting live from sunny South Florida. It's back sunny again. The rain is gone. And we are here. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast. My name is Calvin, a new trader. I actually started trading about 2 years ago. I lost thousands. And now, just to fast forward 2 years later, I'm now able to make consistent profits, get consistent withdrawals. And it's just been a great journey as I continue to grow, as I continue to perfect my skill. Being a trader has been something that hasn't been easy, but it's definitely it's very rewarding. And it gives you a sense of control, especially when it comes to finances. And so on this podcast, I document my journey. I bring you motivation, bring you encouragement, and share some tips with you that I believe can help you on your journey as a new beginner or maybe even a developing trader. All right. So, hey, my name is Calvin, a new trader, and we're going to jump into today's podcast episode. What I want to talk about is you got to understand how important lot sizes is. Or how important lot sizes are when you're developing and you're growing as a trader, right? One of the biggest things that I see happening is that we will start an account and we'll start trading, we'll get some good results, and we'll notice that we'll end up having a bad week or having a bad day, right? And I guarantee you the root of those bad weeks or those bad days is not because you don't know how to trade. It's not because you're a failure. It's simply because there was a trade where you raised up your lot size too much and it was a losing trade and you ended up losing a lot of money on your account because you raised up that lot size. And this happens to all of us. And it doesn't mean that we're not a good trader, right? We just lost one trade, but the issue is we raised up the lot size. That was too big for our account. We didn't use proper risk management. And the reason we don't use proper risk management is because we want to make more money. You know, we're inspired by what we see online and things like that. But you got to understand, if you want to make more money in Forex, you got to put more money into your account. But you should always be using proper risk management. And if you're in a situation where you want to make a certain amount of money, and there's a, a challenge or a certain number that's hanging over your back before you can get paid, or a certain percentage that you got to make in order to get paid. A lot of times those don't do well for new and developing traders, because now you're emotionally raising up lot sizes. You're emotionally, you know, doing things that are hindering your results. You know what I mean? Because you're trying to meet those metrics to get paid or to get funded or whatever the case may be, or to prove to somebody something. Right. And so what I encourage you to do is understand that maintaining proper risk management is everything. Right. And when we start getting bored with our current lot sizes, or we're not satisfied with the current amount of money that we're making, that's when it, like, things can get dangerous, because we start raising up lot sizes and we turn a bad trade that, if you use proper risk management on a bad trade, it would just be a small loss. We now turn that into a substantial loss that sets us back weeks, months, because of one bad decision. And again, it has nothing to do with us being bad traders. It's just simply the bad decision that we made to raise up our lot sizes. All right. And so what I just want to share with you is this. You have to always maintain a vision of growth. OK, and maintaining a vision of growth is simply, if you are able to manage risk and consistently grow your account using proper risk management, you are a profitable trader. Being a profitable trader does not mean making thousands of dollars a day, hundreds of dollars a day, quitting your job, being able to, you know, show people that you're doing it. That does not determine if you are a profitable trader or not. It's simply, are you managing your account? Are you managing your lot sizes, and are you consistently growing that account? Okay. That's what matters. And so the key here is, if you want to make more money, you got to put more money in. That's the key. All right. But this is the other thing. Please understand, please understand that everything you see online, because that's what motivates us, right? Trust me, I have to block out stuff. Because it gets to you. When you see people making all this money, you feel like, hey, you could do it too. And you raise up your lot size and you mess up your account. I know this. I've been there, done it. I know the feeling. All right. I know it feels horrible. I know it. Okay. So what I'm saying is, you got to understand that everybody's situation is unique. You can't look at a result or a trade summary or a trade history from other traders and think you know the whole story, because you don't. You don't know what their account balance is, number one. You don't know what type of account it is, number two. Okay. You don't know what their financial situation is, right? You don't know if they, you know, are millionaires, got a whole nother thing going on, and Forex is just literally something where they can invest tens of thousands of dollars and it doesn't really matter if they make money from it or not, because they're not depending on it. You know, you don't know what people's financial situations are. So you have to really guard your heart and guard your eyes when you're looking at what other people are doing. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, it's not that you don't know how to trade. It's not that we don't know how to trade. The thing that stops us from growing is simply, we're raising up those lot size on bad trades and it's wiping us out. That's it. But if we use the proper lot size on those bad trades, we would still be in the game. But it's because we raise up that lot size. So just think about that. Take that in. And just wanted to share that with you. If you haven't already, we're doing a raffle. Head over to forexbeginnerpodcast.com, forexbeginnerpodcast.com. And on that website, you can go there. There's a 9-question survey. Okay, you can answer the questions in that survey, and it's going to ask for your email address. If you complete that survey into your email address, you will automatically be entered into a raffle for a chance to win $500 in cash and a free one-on-one Zoom call with me. I'm going to randomly select a winner at a random time. So I'm giving you an opportunity to go ahead and get your email address entered into that raffle. And all you got to do again is head over to forexbeginnerpodcast.com. Go ahead and enter your email address, complete the survey, and you are automatically entered into the raffle. All right. God bless you. Take care and do not meet me at the bank. I need you to beat me at the bank. It's your boy, Calvin, new trader. Talk to you later. Peace.